This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Parliament has passed the Bills of Lading Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the legislation in March this year. It aims to update and simplify the legal framework for shipping documents. Replying to a debate on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said that after the Narendra Modi government came to power in 2014, the vision plan of the ministry was developed, under which Sagarmala program was undertaken and more than 805 projects have been identified. He said more than 5.5 lakh crore rupees have been spent in these projects. The monsoon session of Parliament began on a stormy note today, with both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha witnessing adjournments amid ruckus by the opposition parties over various issues, including demand for immediate discussion on Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor. Later, both the houses were adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, several members of Parliament today submitted a memorandum to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members have signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma. Parliament will inquire into the matter related to the recovery of cash at the residence of Justice Yashwant Verma. Rajya Sabha also witnessed uproar over various issues, leading to adjournment of the upper house till 12 noon. Meanwhile, during the proceedings, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said that he has received a motion for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma, which has been signed by more than 50 members of Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed hope that the monsoon session, which began today, will be productive and filled with enriching discussions which will strengthen the country's democracy. Mr. Modi was addressing the media outside Parliament this morning before the beginning of the session. The Prime Minister said the whole world witnessed the strength of India's military power during Operation Sindoor.
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा, प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च, इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं, मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं, उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
In Bangladesh, at least 19 people have been killed and over 100 others injured after an Air Force training fighter jet crashed atop a college building in Uttara area of capital Dhaka this afternoon. Bangladesh Army and Fire Services have started rescue operations. The Defense Ministry in a statement said the China-made F-7 BGI aircraft crashed soon after takeoff into a building of the Milestone College and caught fire. Videos of the aftermath of the crash showed a big fire near a lawn emitting a thick plume of smoke into the sky as crowds watched from a distance. The Bangladesh government has declared a day of state mourning following the incident. India's infrastructure output, as measured by the combined index of 8 core industries, ICI, has increased by 1.7% in June 2025 compared to the same period a year ago. A press release issued by the Minister of Commerce and Industry today said that production of steel, cement and refinery products has recorded positive growth. The ICI measures the combined and individual performance of production of 8 core industries: coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizers, steel, cement and electricity. Steel production increased by 9.3%, cement production witnessed an uptick of 9.2%. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Jammu and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department has also issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in South Odisha, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. Mumbai and its surrounding areas have been experiencing intermittent heavy showers since morning. The IMD has issued an orange alert for the Konkan region, including Mumbai, Navi Mumbai, Thane and Raigarh, excluding Palghar, for the next 24 hours. Domestic benchmark equities bounced back around 0.5% after a muted start today. The 30-share BSE Sensex settled at 82,200, up 442 points. Similarly, the NSE Nifty 50 ended the day at 25,090, up 122 points. In squash, India's Anahat Singh, Aradhya Porwal, Anika Dubey, Navya Sundarajan and Rudra Singh have advanced to the round of 64 of the women's singles in the World Junior Championships in Cairo today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.